Licking County Sheriff's Office is looking for a man who may be associated with a scam. Deputies say Teddy Greiton also goes by Teddy Wilson and agreed to blacktop an elderly person's driveway in northwest Licking County for $16,000. After being paid upfront in October, Greiton allegedly completed some preliminary work but never came back. If you have any information, call the Licking County Sheriff's Office. Another data center is coming to Licking County, and they say they'll invest billions of dollars to develop more data centers. Denver-based CoLogix bought over 150 acres near Johnstown and will invest $7 billion in 8 data centers, covering 2 million square feet of space. Governor Mike DeWine has signed an executive order allowing colleges and universities in Ohio to pay student athletes for the use of their name, image, and likeness. The order comes as the NCAA and several athletic conferences struck a deal allowing post-secondary institutions to directly pay student athletes for their NIL. The order goes into effect immediately. I'm Eric Brown reporting. A new data company is moving into Johnstown. CoLogix announced it bought land for a new AI-ready data center campus. Now the Denver-based company says it plans to invest more than $7 billion. It will eventually feature 8 data centers when it's fully built out. Development is expected to start in 2025. The Ohio Amber Alert Advisory Committee urges residents not to leave children unattended in running cars, even for a moment, as it can lead to abductions and trigger an Amber Alert. Between 2021 and 2024, out of 48 Amber Alerts in Ohio, 6 were due to kids being left in running cars. The Greenfield Township Fire Department and the Village of Carroll is hosting a turkey dinner this Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m. at their fire station on Havensport Road. The menu will feature a traditional Thanksgiving meal and desserts. Tickets are $9 for adults, $7 for seniors, and $6 for kids. I'm Eric Brown reporting. Johnstown held their first in a series of meetings involving their design guideline project last night. City leaders are taking the next step to gather feedback on the look and feel of the downtown area. The design review board will be heading up the project and presenting their finding to council. Officials with ODNR say that November 9th was an awesome day for bow hunters. Hunters reportedly bagged almost 5,400 white-tailed deer. Several area counties, including Licking, Muskingum, Coshocton, and Knox counties, were among the top 10 counties for hunting deer this year. Youth Hunting Weekend is set for November 16th and 17th, while the week-long gun season begins December 2nd. The Ohio Senate's approved House Bill 81 honoring fallen military members, including 2 heroes from Fairfield County. A portion of U.S. 33 will now honor Lance Corporal James E. Kimple after losing his life in Iraq in May 2008. Meanwhile, a portion of Refugee Road will be named the Corporal David A. Johnston Memorial Highway. He was killed in South Vietnam in 1969. I'm Eric Brown reporting.